Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Friday, the 29th of October. Vaccination data released by the federal government throughout the week shows that vaccination rates are still lagging among Indigenous populations, with the gap widest in regional areas compared to Greater Sydney and Melbourne. In New South Wales and Victoria as a whole, the rate of full vaccination among Indigenous people is around 12% behind the overall rate in both states. However, this stretches to around 16% in New South Wales regionally outside of Greater Sydney and almost 20% behind in regional Victoria. New South Wales recorded 268 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 2 deaths. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 54 new cases, 15 in Newcastle, 10 in Midcoast, 7 in Lake Macquarie, 6 in Cessnock, 6 in Tamworth, 4 in Port Stephens, 3 in Maitland, 2 in Singleton, and 1 in Armidale. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded just 1 new case in Bathurst, and the Far West Local Health District recorded 3 new cases, 2 in Dareton and 1 in Broken Hill. On to Victoria, where there were 1,655 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night and 10 deaths. There are now 23,730 total active cases across the state. Regional Victoria recorded 255 new cases overnight, including 49 in Wodonga, 46 in Latrobe, 35 in Geelong, 24 in Shepparton, and 4 in Mildura. There are now 279 active cases in Greater Shepparton and 284 in Wodonga. A full list of today's cases from across regional Victoria is available in today's COVID update article on our website. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.